When a neighborhood's got a problem, sometimes all it takes is a few people coming up with solutions over drinks. About a year and a half ago, a group of Hamtramck neighbors decided they were fed up with the horrible road conditions in their town. They got together, bought some cold patch, and began filling potholes. And soon, more neighbors joined in. They called themselves the Hamtramck Guerrilla Road Crew. By the time they finished, they'd laid down 36 tons of cold patch and fixed 41 blocks worth of potholes. Two of the original members of the Hamtramck Road Crew are Jeff Salazar and Maritza Garibay. They recently sat down at the very same dive bar where they came up with the idea.
It was an idea that evolved. It started out with just a question, is anything going to happen to us, any kind of penalties going to come if we start to do this ourselves? And after getting sort of an unofficial clear from the city, John and Maritza and everybody got together, started asking if anybody wanted to join, and everything just kind of rolled off from there.
We met a ton of people that we probably wouldn't have met if this thing didn't happen. And we've maintained those relationships with them, too.
You almost forget that you met them there. They're just kind of like a part of your life. You know what I mean? It's just you walk down the street, you say, hey, what's going on? Whoever happens to recognize you from either working on it or seeing you in the news, they know that it was a generally positive thing and they love it.
The recognition was strange for me because I didn't expect to be recognized for, you know, filling holes in the street. But I'm a teacher. I started work at a new school this year. And when I started, some of the kids were staring at me like, are you the girl that was in that picture I saw on Facebook? going to the supermarket the summer that we were working on this, you know, our face was plastered all over the place and people at the supermarket, oh, you're the pothole girl. You're a pothole girl.
I think they saw that if you have a loud enough voice with enough people that, you know, whoever you're trying to yell at is going to hear you. In this case, the city government heard our cries to get things done. And if you look at the roads now, I mean, we have large streets that have been completely ripped up and repaved in a very nice way.
You know, we didn't have to do any work this year. It was done. So, and they're still working on them. The street, you know, one street south of my block is currently being ripped up and totally repaved.
Cliche as it sounds, maybe it's been made to sound that way, that we actually do have a voice. We do have some weight to our pleas to have things change for the better in the city. And it showed people that it can be done. It showed all the naysayers that say, oh, that'll never happen. Well, now it has. So the game's been kind of reset, at least around here.
Everyone looks out for each other. People are really involved. You know, they care about, you know, the woman that lives behind me yells at me if I don't take my trash can in, you know, the day of trash day, you know. So you get the experience and of living in a city, but, you know, you still have those old time, you know, small town guys that hang out, and it's really nice. I love it here.
It's been very inspirational. It actually inspired me to run for school board here in Hamtramck, and, you know, I want to bring that same dedication, that same motivation to the schools that we brought to the streets. Everybody meeting each other who did solidified a lot of friendships. You know, even when I'm knocking on doors, every now and again I'll come across someone who goes, hey, yeah, we patched the roads last year together, you know. And it's a very nice thing to know that you're all a part of something, no matter how different you may be, no matter what walks of life you may come from, you know what I mean, how much money you got in the bank. Everyone participated in the same thing, and that kind of leveled the playing field for how much you can contribute, you know.
My favorite was someone called us libertarian anarchists, and that was the I thought that was hilarious.
Yeah,
it was so,
people
it's
are always
so
gonna,
funny.
People are always going to try to, like, throw a title on something, you know what I mean? Help them wrap their minds around it a little better, because it's so hard, I think, to think about, you know, people aren't politically motivated, they're communitively motivated, socially motivated. We want to see these changes, and so we're going to make them happen. You know, we didn't get told all our lives that you can change the world and not have it manifest itself into something like this. You know, this is the product of encouraging people to stand out and do something, bring people together. This is what it brings.